I'm with Julie Clark, spokesperson for the National Society of Daughters of the American Revolution, Wild Horse Trail chapter here in Sandpoint, Idaho. And welcome, Julie.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I deeply appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we're glad that we could make the connection to have this interview. You're here to talk about an upcoming event that is being hosted by the Wild Horse Trail chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. It's such a long word, but first, you know, what are the Daughters of the American Revolution?
So the Daughters of the American Revolution have been around since the late 1800s. It is one of the largest women's lineage-based, patriotic, nonprofit, non-political volunteer organization services in the world. So it started off in the United States, and because Americans go abroad, we now have chapters that are in several countries throughout the world. It's
okay, go ahead.
But the whole point of our organization is we're dedicated to patriotism, preserving American history, and securing our nation's future through education. It's so important for Americans to be proud to be American.
Well, it sounds like a great mission, and it's been around a long time, so there's been a lot of work in that area. But you had a really interesting story about how it got started. Why don't you share that?
So back in the 1800s, Sons of the American Revolution was active and had gotten started. And several women said, "We are the ones who have birthed these men who fought in the American Revolution. We want to join the society." And the society said, "No, no women allowed." And the women said, "Not a problem. We will start our own." So they did. They started the Daughters of the American Revolution. And in Washington, D.C., is where their national headquarters are. They have the largest building in DC. Several presidents have had their inauguration there. There's several balls and very special events that take place at that building, at their national headquarters building. It's a pretty amazing society, what they've done. And the women who built that building sent in pennies every single month to raise the funds to make the building. And the history behind it is amazing, really amazing what can be done with just a little bit of money.
Well, it sounds like also what can be done when women put their minds to something. We have over 3,000 local chapters in the United States and abroad, as you said. That's quite a few. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Wild Horse Trail chapter, how it got started here in Sandpoint, Idaho, and what are some of the, you know, we'll talk about your event that's coming up. You've got two things you want to talk about, but how does your chapter work? And when you say it's a lineage-based organization, how does that work?
Okay, so to be part of Daughters of the American Revolution, you trace your ancestry back to someone who fought or aided in the American Revolution. So for a lot of us, we have a male who served in the war, but there are some who have a Native American Indian who aided. There are persons of color who aided. There are also women who were spies, which is to me a very fascinating a patriot to have, who helped, you know, in the war effort, who either aided by shuffling information across the lines or who helped hide patriots in their homes. So it's very fascinating when you get into the stories behind the patriots. And so it is not color-based whatsoever. It is simply based on, did you have an ancestor who helped fight for the freedoms that our country has? And our chapter is the most northern chapter in Idaho. And so we serve both Bonner County and Boundary County. So our members come from as far south as we have people who live in Coeur d'Alene who come into our chapter, and we have people who live up in Bonner's Ferry and also go over quite a wide span of mileage. But in our service area that we connect and try to serve is also very big and broad. So it's exciting because there's so many different opportunities that a person can get involved with within the chapter. Because of the three main legs, patriotism, historic preservation, and education, under each of those broad banners, there are several different opportunities that you could get involved with. And so there's really something for everybody.
I just was imagining having a float in the 4th of July parade. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yes. Every year at the Sandpoint Parade, we do.
Okay. Well, patriotism, historic preservation, and education, based on our deep history here in this country, it sounds really interesting, exciting. You have a website at wildhorsetrail.weebly, which is weebly.com. I'm sure your brochure and all this information is on there, on that site. But let's talk now about one of the service things that you have up your sleeve coming up on November 20th. It's called Veterans Appreciation Event. Why don't you just tell us all about it, Julie?
Okay, I am so excited about this event because this is for every veteran in Bonner and Boundary County. It is just to gather them together for us as an organization and the community to say, thank you for your service, to honor them, to show them appreciation. We have several sponsors who have donated, like Kokanee Coffee is donating all the coffee, and they're going to come man a coffee bar to give veterans coffee. We have cookies coming, and they'll be able to speak throughout to really get to meet veterans who've served in wars from World War II all the way to the ones who came home yesterday. We have two very amazing guest speakers. Our first is Dick Godby here. He served in the Navy in Vietnam. He was on the riverboats. Amazing, amazing stories. And also Elwood Weary, he served in World War II in the Army. Also amazing stories, and it'll just be neat for these veterans to get to meet each other and to hear stories of their service, because each veteran's experience is so unique and so different. And when you get them together and they span decades of time, it's an amazing opportunity for us who are citizens who have never served to appreciate what they've done and what they've gone through. And I'm so excited to be a part of this and to help in just a small way to be able to say thank you.
So if you have a veteran, you are a veteran, this could be a male or female, and they let them know, if our listeners know of someone or are a veteran, this is Saturday, November 20th, from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Sandpoint Events Center, the third floor. There will be people helping people get to that third floor. I think you said something about Boy Scouts are going to be helping people get there.
Yes, I'm so excited. We have a local Boy Scout troop who is going to come help any veteran who needs any assistance getting in and out of the building, because we are meeting in the old high school building, which is at 102 South Euclid Street. So there's a lot of history in the building, and the owners of the building are donating us the use of the room for the day. And the auditorium has been beautifully redone. It's gorgeous inside. And so they have an elevator that'll help with getting people up and down. So it's just going to be an amazing event, and it's free. It's free for all veterans. So please come. It's Saturday, November 20th at 2 o'clock.
Yep, and it's hosted again by the Wild Horse Trail chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. When you talk about Elwood Weary, who's going to be one of the keynote speakers, he's, like you told me before, he's 90 years old.
94, actually, 94. Yeah. 94. He still skis up on Schweitzer. He's incredibly fit. It's amazing. Yeah. So, and he's from Idaho. He's a native of Idaho. And so he's one of the treasures. And it's amazing that Idaho is the gem state. Well, these gems are really living people that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just an amazing part of our history, of our nation and our state. So if you're a veteran, please come.
So I was thinking about when a young person, male or female, but mostly in World War II, decides to sign up for the service and knows that maybe a war is going on, young people going over to Vietnam or young people going into World War II or way before that even, that takes a certain amount of patriotism and dedication to an idea about your country. And so this is kind of a gathering that you've put together of people who made that decision to do that. And so it does probably mean a lot for them to be together. And
I would think so. We have a quote on our invitation that you'll see throughout town that's getting put up by different businesses. And it says, "Freedom for those who have fought for it has a special meaning the protected will never know." That's a quote that was given to our guest speaker, Dick Godbey, here by a man whose life he saved in the war when their boat was blown up and they're in the river and they're fighting for their lives. What they do for each other is really amazing. And so it's got a lot of meaning behind the saying to different veterans. And it's an opportunity for us, especially to tell all of our Vietnam veterans a very belated but heartfelt welcome home, because they didn't get to hear that when they first came home.
That's true. And I don't know if you've done this before, but it's really needs to be done more than
no, once. This is our first time doing it. This was just one of those ideas that we had. And we said, what if we could put this together? And next thing we know, the venue was available. Businesses are coming behind us to rally and say, what can we do to help? Because this is important at this point in our country's history to really acknowledge and honor and thank our veterans who put everything on the line for this country.
Right. You think about Veterans Day, it's where we put flags on graves, but we have so many veterans, as you say, the Vietnam veteran vets who came home and never had a homecoming. But to have something, a celebration like this, an appreciation event to honor and thank local veterans, bravo, good job. I'm glad it's happening.
Thank you.
Yeah. So again, just kind of go over if you had a neighbor or a family member who is a veteran, they're invited.
Absolutely. Anyone of any age, any war, even if they didn't actually go to war, but they just served our country. If they were here domestically, it doesn't matter how long they were in the service. We just want to say thank you for your dedication to this country.
It's going to be a very special event. Thank you for putting it on. It's hosted by the Wild Horse Trail chapter of the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And again, thank you. And you have another thing going on. It's an outreach across America. No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Tell us about
it. It is. It's so Reese Across America. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it is, it's a campaign that goes on every year to thank veterans. And what we're doing is we are putting a wreath on every veteran's grave. Our chapter has selected the Westmont Cemetery in Sagal, and there's 100 veterans graves there. And our goal is to put a wreath on every veteran's grave. And To make that happen, a wreath donation, if you want to be a sponsor, is $15. We think it's a very reasonable sponsorship. And these are live wreaths that come out and they're placed on December 18th. So we don't have a lot of time to get this fundraiser out there into the community, but on Saturday, November 13th, we will be outside of Super One in Sandpoint. And if you are grocery shopping or you're in town that day, please stop by Super One and stop by. We will be outside. It is the Wild Horse Trail chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And we will be looking for sponsors for these wreaths.
So that's a good day if you're going to go grocery shopping to put a one or a five and a 10 in your pocket, $15 in your pocket, because so many of us just carry credit cards. I often see people doing fundraisers and I don't have any cash with me. So are you?
Isn't that crazy how we've changed over the years? I used to have everything in cash and now it's a card. And it does make fundraising a challenge, but yes, if you think about it, please either have some cash or a check available for Wreaths Across America, because it is such an important thing that we honor our veterans. So for those who have already passed or have fallen, we're doing Wreaths Across America, but for those who are still with us here in Bonner and Boundary County, we are having our Veterans Appreciation events. And so Wreaths Across America is November 13th. 1 week later, the Veterans Appreciation event is on November 20th. So please mark your calendars for both events.
Right. Okay. And if someone wanted to find out more, I mentioned the website for Wild Horse Trail. But
if they want to email us, they're welcome to email us. And it's darsandpoint@gmail.com.
Okay, they could get information that way. There's probably information about these two events on your website also.
There, yes.
Okay. And if someone just wanted to make a donation to the wreaths across America, they could probably do it not just on Saturday, but other times too.
Right. And in fact, they are welcome to look at it online at Wreaths Across America. See, are they .com or .org?
It's .com.
.com. Yes. And if they're looking for us, they just go into the search and they can look up Wild Horse Trail chapter and we will pop up. And you can also find it by going to the Westmont Cemetery. So either way, you'll be able to find us and sponsor a wreath. So if you wanted to sponsor a wreath in honor of someone that you know has fallen, you're welcome to do that too. There's a little spot that you fill out with their name. Mm-hmm. And if you have a family member who's buried in another cemetery who was a veteran, you can go and request a wreath put on their gravesite. It's a fantastic way to honor them. And they have sponsors all across the nation that'll make sure that they have a wreath put on their grave.
So what day are the wreaths going to be put on the graves?
December 18th.
December 18th. Yes. Because
it's coming up.
Yeah. When you think about wreaths on these graves all across America, it gives you a visual sense. If you go there, or even if you can just imagine that, it is a wonderful way to acknowledge and honor another way. So, okay. I think we've got the information out there. I want to say thank you to you, Julie, for coming on the show to let us know about these two events and for the work that you and your daughters do, the Daughters of the American Revolution, the Sandpoint branch called Wild Horse Trail, chapter, and are doing to honor and the three things: bring patriotism to the forefront, historical preservation, and education for the veterans in our and yeah, whatever you do.
Thank you so much. And we're, you know what, we are always open for new members. Okay. If there's anyone listening who would like to look into their lineage, contact us, please. We would love to help you do the digging into the genealogy. The record base is absolutely astounding what they have. And most people are very surprised to find out that they do have a patriot. So you are absolutely welcome. It is for all women 18 and older who are willing to do the research and find their patriot. We would love, love to have you join our group. But thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for joining us. Julie Clark with Daughters of the American Revolution, Sandpoint Branch. Take care.
Thank you.